Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of the fruit of joy in your life. And this is very important to be developed in you. Most Christians, unfortunately, do not have the spiritual force of joy, the fruit of joy developed in them. Remember, the fruit of the Spirit is the fruit of your recreated human spirit, which is the Spirit of Jesus Christ that you get in you when you are born again. And this fruit of the Spirit is to come forth in you, and the nine fruits of the Spirit include the fruit of joy. This is a spiritual force. It is not a feeling. It is a spiritual force, an inner joy that comes from within. There is a difference between joy and happiness. Joy is a spiritual force that you can have at all times in your life, while happiness is based on circumstances, whether things are pleasing unto you, whether you're enjoying things that are going on in your life. God wants you to have the fruit of joy, and you can actually have an inner joy and an inner happiness working in your life regardless of circumstances if you develop this fruit. And this is very important. This will eliminate your depression, eliminate all your sadness and sorrow, eliminate all the down days and the moodiness in your life if you'll learn to develop the fruit of joy in you. We saw in Isaiah 61:3, He gives you the oil of joy for mourning. In Hebrews 1, speaking of Jesus, He was anointed with the oil of gladness. God has a joy of the Lord that brings great gladness in you. The Bible talks about in John 15:11 that my joy might remain in you. His joy is to remain in us. Otherwise, we can't let the devil come and steal it. And He says, your joy is to be full. This occurs as we develop the spiritual force of joy in us. And in chapter 16, verse 22, it talks about your joy, that no man can take it from you. That's right. No man can take it from you unless you let someone take it. And who really comes to take it from you? It's the devil. The devil could take the joy of the Lord away from you. The joy is supposed to remain in you unless you let the devil come and steal it. Instead, God wants your joy actually to be developed. All the fruit of the Spirit are to be developed. Your joy is supposed to increase and abound so that your joy might be full. Now, who's going to supposed to be rejoicing? It's the righteous. You've been made the righteousness of God. You're in right standing with Him if you're born again. The righteous sing and rejoice. We're to praise Him. Our lips are to greatly rejoice in the Lord. Our mouth is to praise Him with joyful lips. The Bible says, blessed are the people that know the joyful sound. They're going to walk in the light of His countenance. And you're going to be blessed. You're going to be in the presence of God when you learn to know the joyful sound, which is rejoicing. 1 Thessalonians 5:16, rejoice evermore. It is a command of God in your life. That means it's not an option. It's not if I feel like it. If you just rejoice when you feel like it, you're walking by the flesh. Feelings are the voice of the flesh. God has commanded you to rejoice evermore. Philippians 4:4, the Bible says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Again, it's a command. Rejoice in the Lord always, all the time. And again, I say rejoice. He's emphasizing the importance of this, especially when circumstances come your way that are not pleasing to the Lord or in your own life. God wants you to be a rejoicer in the Lord. Now, we began talking on the last broadcast about what brings rejoicing and joy to you, this inner joy, this spiritual force of joy being developed in you. And we're going to review what we talked about and go into more areas. Psalms 19:8, the statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. God's statutes, His laws, are what causes a rejoicing and a joy of the Lord in you. In the Psalms 119, verse 111, thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever. They are the rejoicing of my heart. The testimonies of our inheritance, the testimonies of His Word, the testimonies of victory, these bring the rejoicing. God's Word in you and the testimonies of the victory that He brings forth will cause a rejoicing in your life. Jeremiah 15:16, thy words were found, and I did eat them. The reason the words were found is because you got in there and studied. You spent time in the Word of God. As you studied the Word, you seek, you will find. And I did eat them. That meant you take them into you. Anything that you eat, you take inside of you. And he was eating it and allowing that Word to dwell in you, be written in your heart, written in your mind. You're meditating on it. You're allowing the Word to live and remain and dwell in you and become a part of your life. And thy Word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. God's Word produces joy and rejoicing in your heart. If you don't spend much time in the Word, no wonder you don't have the spiritual force of joy developed in you. Get in the Word of God and get the Word in you and walk in it, do it, keep it in you, and allow it to dwell in you. It will produce the joy and rejoicing in your heart. Isaiah 51:3, here's a scripture that shows that when there's fruit in your life, you will have joy. Here's where the Lord comforted Zion. He comforted their waste places. He made her wilderness like Eden, the garden, and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Everything that would seem to be desolate and like in wilderness and desert and waste, God turns it around and causes it to be fruitful. Then it says, joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and voice of melody. When you are fruitful in your life, then that also will develop the joy and the gladness. This is how your joy will be made full as you learn to bring forth fruit. This is why you've got to do what the Word says in all of the fruit of the Spirit that we're going to be talking about. You need to develop it in every area of your life. The fruit of God's Word working in you and all the promises of God. This is why you got to spend time in the Word and hear it and do it. Isaiah 51 verse 11. The Bible says, the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion. Everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. What's God going to do? He's going to bring that everlasting joy upon you. Why? Because you're redeemed. You are redeemed of the Lord, but you're legally redeemed. You have redemptive rights in Christ. But as the redeemed of the Lord, you're going to have to walk in His ways. You're going to return and come with singing unto Zion. What is Zion? Zion is Mount Zion, and it speaks of those that come to Zion are going to ascend to the holy hill. We're going to ascend up to the holy mountain. This speaks of one who's going to overcome in their life. They're going to take authority over the enemy. They're going to yield themselves unto the ways of righteousness, and it will produce holiness in their life. And so that when you do that, you're walking in God's ways, everlasting joy, not just joy for a moment. Everlasting joy shall be upon their head, because you're going to obtain gladness and joy as you walk in the promises of God, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away from you. Isaiah 56:7, we saw another as we were closing in the last broadcast, but this is important to emphasize this again. When you are praying in the house of prayer that you are, that is going to bring forth joy in you. Isaiah 56:7, he says, even them will I bring to my holy mountain, those are the ones that are walking in the Word, and make them joyful in my house of prayer. When you are praying, you're a house of prayer. We're to be a spiritual house that learns to pray without ceasing, praying in all situations. It says that he makes us joyful in our house of prayer. Well, God wants you to have the joy of the Lord, and it comes as you learn to pray. If you learn to pray God's Word, you're going to see great joy come forth in your life. Isaiah chapter 29, verse 19. The meek also shall increase their joy in the Lord. What is going to cause joy to develop in you? Meekness. Meekness refers to a lowliness, a teachableness, and a yieldedness. We're going to yield unto the Lord. We're going to be humbling ourselves, lowly, not being prideful or exalting ourselves. We're going to be teachable and receptive to Him. Meekness increases the joy of the Lord in your life. And we're going to be talking more about that when we get to that fruit down the line. Isaiah 61, verse 7. Here the Bible says that for your shame you shall have double, and for confusion you shall rejoice. They shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore in their land they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them. Here they were possessing double recompense. Otherwise, for all the shame that the enemy would bring and confusion, what's God going to do? God's going to turn that around and pour out His blessings and give you twice as much. It says you're going to have double. You're going to rejoice in their portion. In their land they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them. whenever the devil's come against you and brought to you, you learn to take authority over it and drive it out of your life. As you cast out all the spirits and you do the Word of God, God's going to multiply that back to you. And you're going to see, you're going to possess the double. You're going to possess the double recompense, praise God. And everlasting joy is going to be upon you. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 10, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. This is something you have to learn to do. What's going to develop joy in you is to decide at the point of your will that I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. You set your will. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. He's clothed me with the garments of salvation. He's covered me with the robe of righteousness. The bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. Otherwise, because of all the things that God's done for you and given you and developed in you, and the garments of God being put on in your life and the armor of God, you're going to greatly rejoice. I will greatly rejoice. My soul shall be joyful in my God. Your soul is made up of your will, your intellect, and your emotions. You get your will choosing to rejoice in the Lord. Your mind is tuned in, and you're going to rejoice. And whether your emotions feel like it or not, you're going to rejoice until your whole soul gets in line. And you're going to greatly rejoice in the Lord because your eyes are upon Him for all the things that He has done and is doing in your life. In Psalm 16, verse 11, it says, He shows us the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. In thy presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. As you learn to get in the presence of God, that is going to develop the joy of the Lord. In thy presence is fullness. It's not a little bit of joy, but a fullness of joy. So what's bringing joy and rejoicing to you? The statutes of the Lord, the testimonies of His Word, the Word of God that you seek after and find and eat it and allow it to dwell in you. It's the joy and rejoicing of your heart. As you are fruitful in all the desert waste places that are turned unto walking, bringing forth fruit from God's Word, there is going to be joy. When you obtain your redemptive rights in Christ, everlasting joy comes upon you. When you learn to pray, and as you are a person of prayer, as a house of prayer, you will be made joyful in that. And as you learn to be meek, yieldable, yielding yourself, teachable, and lowly, you're going to see that joy of the Lord increase. God wants you to be in the presence of God and developing that joy in your life. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you.